they had washed their hands and faces and scrubbed them well with soap at the wash basin on the bench in the kitchen. They had used store-bought soap, not the slimy, soft, dark brown soap that grandmother made at home and kept in a big jar for daily use. They worked for a long time with their front hair, holding up a lamp and looking at their hair in the little mirror that hung on the log wall. They brushed it so smooth that it shone like silk in the lamplight. The ends were turned and twisted neatly under the big knot in the back.